Hello, this is Corey Whittison, and welcome to the podcast reviewing The Baker's Dozen Accounting Book by Dan Andreessen. The Baker's Dozen is a beautifully illustrated rhyming book that counts tasty treats from 1 up to the number 13, or in other words, a baker's dozen. This book follows a jolly baker through his morning routine making pastries in preparation for opening his shop. The reader watches the bustling baker beginning at 5 o'clock in the morning preparing one cream eclair and ending at 8 o'clock in the morning when he opens his bakery's door to 13 hungry customers waiting to buy his delicious cakes and pies. The illustrations in this book are intricately hand-painted with oil paints, and the baked goods are extremely realistic-looking. Each picture draws the reader to count the pastries being named, which are easy to locate. While we only see one character, the baker, until the next-to-last page, all of the people in the illustrations, while slightly cartoonish, are extremely lively and happy-looking. The characters' happy demeanors help add to the warm feeling a reader gets from counting all of the baker's delectable treats. The text of the book is written in an easy-to-read font. However, for younger children just learning to read, some of the letter's embellishments, such as a curly F, may make them difficult to distinguish. There is one rhyming sentence per illustration, which includes the written word for the number. Underneath is the numeral that corresponds to the number in the sentence in a large font size, making them very easy to identify. A plus about the numerals in the book, with the exception of the numerals for 1 and 4, is that each numeral looks similar to the way a child is taught to write them. The last two pages of the text read, "He knows just what it takes to make 12 small cupcakes. At last his job's complete, now 13 folks to greet." On the very last pages of the book is a chart with each numeral 1 through 13 with the pictures of the number of corresponding pastries beside it. This chart is a great addition to the book, as children can flip to the back and watch the number of pictures increase as the numerals increase, aiding in one-to-one correspondence. One downfall to the chart, however, is the varying size of the pastries, which alters the length of the lines of objects. For example, the lines of pastries in row 6 is longer than the lines of pastries in row 7. This could confuse children who are gauging the amount of the numeral to directly correlate to the length of the row of pastries, instead of counting them by ones and seeing that there are actually more in the row of 7 than the row of 6. A book that could be used to enhance instruction is Moja Means One by Muriel Feelings. This book also has the word and numeral for each number, helping to reinforce that the numeral and written word correspond to the numbers of objects being counted. This book can be used as a means to help reinforce many Virginia standards of learning using many different types of activities. The chart in the back of the book can be used to create an activity to teach Virginia SOL K-1 to students. Instruct each child to fold a piece of paper in half, drawing a line down the middle, and ask each student to draw two kinds of pastries from the book. Have the students draw the number of pastries from the book and write the numeral underneath. Then have the students determine which side has more or less, and have them write the words more and less under the appropriate drawings. This book can also be used to reinforce Virginia SOL K-9. On several illustrations in the story, there is a clock on the wall in the background, showing the passing of time as the baker readies his shop. Once you have read the story, pass out paper clocks with moving arms and flip back to the first page with the clock. Say the time aloud and have the students turn the hands to the correct time and continue flipping pages until you find the next clock. Students should move the hands of their clock each time you read a change in the time to practice representing a time set aloud to the time on a clock face. Overall, I would greatly recommend this book to teachers looking to reinforce general counting and one-to-one correspondence skills. This book is beautifully done, and any class will enjoy the pictures and rhymes. I would like to thank you for tuning in to the podcast book review of The Baker's Dozen Accounting Book. Again, this is Corey Whittison, education student at the University of Richmond, Virginia, recording on February 17, 2008, and I urge you to share this book with your students.